Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy always brighten your day. Just like the half price savings on big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Great savings every day. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Wednesday afternoon, and is it here yet?
He's hangry.
Yeah, oh. I know.
Like, we've not actually been able to do any work for half an hour now as we watch a man on a bike ride around a city.
That's not any man. That's Gustavo, and he has stolen my food, and he's gone on a joyride.
Oh, my God, it's coming. Is it coming? Oh!
Yeah!
We should point out, and we've got to talk about this up next. You've already had lunch today.
No,
I have so many questions.
You force-fed me rabbit food.
No, we're going to talk about it next.
Okay. Carrie and Tommy.
I'm sorry. Oh
my God, you're a pig.
I feel a bit bad.
Why?
How long is that Vance Joy song?
Oh, about 2.5 minutes.
I've eaten my whole serve of fried chicken.
Oh, my.
That whole container. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's a big box as well.
Why do they bother putting a little bit of lettuce on the side?
Gosh.
If anyone's eating that.
Just draw it on the bottom.
Yeah. We need to talk about the fact that we literally ate lunch an hour ago. We sat there and had rice paper rolls.
Yes, so that's the thing. We didn't have lunch. We had rice paper rolls.
Yeah, and they were quite filling. Vermicelli noodles.
They're not. They're the worst non-food ever. They're dressed up as food.
I quite like them. I like the little dipping sauce.
That's the only good thing in them.
If it does help them go down. They can be a bit dry.
They're dry. It's eating polystyrene, essentially. There's nothing in them. And then you just have to dip them in the sauce so they have some kind of flavor and texture. It's like air in a prophylactic and then you've got to eat it.
Well, we all went, we went to get lunch, came back in, you walked in, sat down and you went, anyone want to order Uber Eats?
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? Lunch just happened.
No.
And now you're having a second lunch.
This happened the other day as well. I went to breakfast and stupidly my friend said, I'm going to get the granola. And so I was eyeing off this BLT and then I said, I'll get the granola too. You've never seen a more disappointed couple of blokes when cold.
Oh, I love a granola.
It's not. You've got to try real food.
No, I've eaten real food, but I like a granola. I love a bircher. I love a sloppy bit of oats.
Yuck.
Sitting in
yuck.
Apple juice or yuck. Orange juice and yogurt all night. I mean, when you think about it, it's so disgusting, gross. But it's so delicious.
I went to say you've got to try some real food and then went to offer you some fried chicken and it's gone.
Yes, because you've eaten it, you fatty, fat.
Oh,
do you know what I think's happened?
Quite healthy,
can
though?
I tell you why you're having two lunches?
What?
It's because you started training. And so your brain's like, I can fit in an extra meal in the day because I did a little workout this morning.
I did do box of size this morning. And apart from the fried chicken, this is quite healthy because I have.
What else you got there?
I have some sushi tacos.
Yeah, but what's in it?
There's no way.
What is in that sushi taco? Fried chicken, isn't it?
No, this one is a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, my God. A Philly cheesesteak fried charcoal.
Yes. And
how
the charcoal
weird.
Is like fried.
And how many you got there?
Oh, look at your
three.
Hands. They're all like oily and gross. You're a mess. Yeah,
but they didn't give me any napkins.
Don't keep eating it. We're on air.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want to speak to people that are on to their second or third lunch?
I just reckon double dining is okay.
Because I often think if you're a tradie and you're having your smoko at like 7 a.m., I mean, it's like when you do brekkie radio hours. No, not you.
Oh.
People listening. By lunchtime, you're on to your fourth, fifth meal.
Famished.
Yeah.
Yes.
Famished. So there would be people, I reckon, onto their second or third lunches right now. Make you feel better about it.
Can we do Are You Double Dining?
Fatty, fat, fat, fat.
Hey, because that's hurtful. I get it in both ears in stereo sound. You've got a microphone
fatty,
in front.
Fat, fat.
Yep. That's going straight into my brain. Yeah. And you know what it's doing? It's making,
you
me upset.
Emotional.
The best
I'm
part of eating.
I might order more. But I also want to know.
Gustavo.
not Gustavo. No stars. Can I?
I bet you give him full stars.
No way. He just rode around the city.
Okay, but yes.
It was meant to be. He was 2 minutes away. Then he was 12 minutes away.
He's trying to fit in his steps, you know.
Who cares? I'm waiting on my second lunch.
13:10:60.
I also want to know what's not a real food because rice paper rolls not a real food.
The same way you think soup's not real food.
Soup is not a meal. Absolutely.
I did have miso soup the other day and was still hungry afterwards.
Of course.
I was like, I just had water.
Yeah,
with
that's
some
water
floating
with two
bits
little
of seaweed. No, tofu.
Yeah. Not a real food.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Listen to your heart for your Wednesday afternoon,
love
which
it.
Is what
Ed-may.
Tommy
love Ed-may.
Has been doing this
yes,
afternoon.
Yes, I've ate my first lunch and I ate my second lunch.
You didn't listen to your heart. You listened to your
to his stomach.
Fatty, fat, fat, fat tummy.
No, I tried to listen to my heart, but so much going on around it. Just, you know, so we're asking on 131060, A, have you double dined? Or are you a double diner? Mm. Because I had a first lunch, which is not a lunch. And brings me to our second core topic, what's not a real food? Because you force-fed me rice paper rolls under the guise that I was eating something.
Nicole, what are you calling about?
Hi, guys. Long time, first-time caller. Really excited to be talking to you today.
Love you, Nick.
I double-dined twice. I dined twice last night and for lunch today.
Yeah. Good on
it's
you.
It's so nice to... Hang on. What? So I was about to clap Nicole in, but how come you clap her in and then for me you just go fatty, fat, fat, fat?
Because I can't call that caller fatty, fat, fat, fat.
Why not?
Hey, fatty, fat, fat, fat.
Nicole, what taught me through it? Because firstly, it's just nice to meet another maverick that doesn't care about, you know, society's constraints. What did you double dine?
So I have dinner with my dad on Tuesday night. Yeah. I had spaghetti bowl with him. And then a couple of hours later, after I picked up one of my kids from work, they were having tacos for dinner. And
oh my gosh.
So good.
That's
two, so I had some tacos.
That's two good meals, too. One of mine was rice paper rolls.
Yeah. And then today I had a filling this morning. So when I had lunch, I was still a little bit numb. So I just had like a sandwich and some grapes and some yogurt. And it just wasn't enough. So when I took one of the kids to work, she needed Macca's. And so I had fries and a frozen Coke as well.
Numbed your mouth again.
Hey, Nickers, do you believe that rice paper rolls are a real food?
No, absolutely, 100% no.
Yeah, good.
So what's the difference between rice paper rolls not being a real food and tacos being a real food? I mean, I love them both.
One has flavour and filling.
Yeah, but rice paper rolls have filling.
That's like asking what is the difference
between tacos,
a spring
half
roll.
The filling is lettuce.
Not half.
A lot of it.
The bit you don't eat's the lettuce. I feel like those noodles that are in
vermicelli.
Yeah, they can go.
Oh no, I like a vermicelli.
Yeah, but you like some things that are not good.
No, I do.
Because you don't actually like vermicelli. Like, if they weren't good for you, would you eat them?
I don't think they probably are that good for you. I just like them.
But if they were bad for you, would you eat them?
I mean, no.
What flavor is it? There's literally nothing.
No, they're
in
a
them.
Base for things. The same way rice is a base for something or pasta.
But they're a base for that other rice wrapper that they have around it.
Yeah. What do you mean? You were going to order a rice vermicelli salad.
Yeah, but that's because I was trying to be good.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. Only this is rolled up in a.
No, I wanted a crispy pork roll. That salad would have been bad as well.
Well, you're a hard person to please.
No,
Joel.
I just got to have taste buds,
Joel. Joel, have you had a double lunch?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm a double diner myself.
Oh,
yeah, good man.
What do you do, Joel, first? Paint the picture. Who are you? What do you do?
I'm an electrician. I'm an apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, yeah, like you were saying before, we have our get to work at 7, our 9:30 smoko. That usually consists maybe a muesli bar, an apple, a nice warm tea.
Well, that's pretty healthy for smoko, Joel.
Oh, it's not bad. It's not bad. Depends if the canteen on site's open.
Of course. Yep. And then what happens?
And then lunch comes around at 11, and them apprentice wages warm up my mee goreng.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Mee goreng noodles.
See, those noodles have flavour.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
But on their own, would you eat them?
What do you mean without the flavour?
Yes, the point is they're all the base of something. You just add the flavour.
But what's the extra bit in rice paper roll? There's nothing in them.
The sauce.
Joel, a rice
and the
paper
barbecue
rolls,
chicken.
A rice paper roll's real food?
Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Yes,
I do decide that rice paper rolls are real food.
Joel, come on.
I agree.
What about tofu?
Nah, tofu, not a chance.
Yeah, good. I agree. What about soup? Is it a meal?
Oh, coming into winter, I'd say soup can be a meal. But
no,
you know what makes it a meal, though, to be fair? And I've defended soup for a long time. It's the crusty bread you eat with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On its own, it's,
Okay. Thank you, Jolly.
Liquid.
Who you got?
Oh, Casey, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were six.
No, that's okay.
Are you calling about a six-year-old?
I am, yes.
Okay. Who is the six-year-old, Casey?
My son, Darcy.
Is Darcy a double diner? So young.
Oh, he's like a triple diner. He'll just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
Is he a snacker or full meal each time?
Oh, pretty much a full meal each time. So he'll have like three rounds of sandwiches at lunch and he will have toast, 4 slices of toast, a banana.
Are you proud, Case? Because that's quite young to take up.
I am proud. I actually went and whammed him because everyone's like, oh my God, like, why does he eat so much?
Oh, you thought he had a parasite inside him helping him?
No, I didn't realise that makes me, because my son, when I'd get him babysat by any, I'd just say to my friends, all you've got to do is keep feeding him and you won't hear a peep from him because he loves to eat. And that was the trick. Yep. We just kept his mouth full at all times. He loves food. Like when I drive with him, not now, obviously, it'd be weird, but when he was little, I'd just keep putting my hand back behind me with food and he'd grab it off me and eat. And then
why don't you do that when we go driving?
I just feed you in the back seat.
Yes.
The baby capsule.
Put me in my chair. Rock me off to sleep.
What's our producer asking? Oh, Casey, our producer's asking if he's a chubby bubby.
He's not a chubby bubby, but he is very big for a 6-year-old. He's about 40 kilos.
I'm sorry, Casey. I just loved your wording. I'm like, no, he's not chubby. He's just big for his age.
Carrie and Tommy. Sam Smith and Kim Petras. That is Unholy. It's Carrie and Tommy. It's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Now, Bickers, what day is it? Time game day. You're correct. Well done.
Time, time, bo bine, banana, banana, bo bine, be fine, mo mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
How much are we up to?
It is $1,000, but I've also just been told we're not playing right now. I got ahead of myself.
13, 10, 60, though, if you want to be a part of the time game. $1,000 up for grabs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But later.
Would, yeah, sure.
Sorry. I've screwed the pooch on this one. What's up next?
Up next, the man with a million children. Oh, he's in a pickle.
What have I done?
Nick Cannon. We'll talk about him next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, boy, Nick Cannon gets himself in a little bit of a pickle, doesn't he?
His pickle gets himself into a pickle. Yes.
Got himself into a pickle 12 times, it did.
12?
Yes. I didn't realise that Nick Cannon had 12 children. He's got children to DJ Abby De La Rosa, Brittany Bell, Bree Tiesi, Alyssa Scott, Lanisha Cole. There's a lot. Yeah. Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, didn't you know that was when they were got...
Was that the twins? Busy Beaver.
No, not here. The Beaver's not as busy as he is.
Anyway, Mother's Day is a tricky time for Nick because if you think it's hard to remember one Mother's Day present, imagine trying to remember 12. Now, anyone could just go out and buy 12 generic presents.
Hang on, there's 12 kids. There's 6 mums?
Sorry, 6 mums.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true. 6 mums is still a lot of mums.
It's quite a few.
And I take my hat off to him because you could just go get generic flowers and a card, just a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought you were going back to the deed.
No.
I was like, sure, you could just wear protection, but why would you when you can have 12 kids to 6 different people?
What I love most about Nick is he's so thoughtful. Because he thought, you know what I might do? Instead of just writing some generic card to all of the 6, I'm going to write individual handwritten messages to each of them and tell them what I love about them.
Mm. Does he remember all of them?
He does. He does. Because you know how he remembers his kids and how he sees his kids. Last week he was saying the way he works out which of his 12 kids to visit each day, this is just so sad.
Why?
It's the last one that would have contacted him or messaged him in his phone. He opens his phone and goes, oh, yeah.
I've got that
Jason.
One.
I'll call Jason. I'll go visit Jason.
That's quite nice, though, because they've got to give a little to get a little.
Yeah, they're the children.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to do anything.
Well, but they will when they're one of 12 and they're vying for a man's attention.
It's horrible. All they want is his love.
Do they? I don't even think those women.
A little moron.
The women don't. No. The women, what they got. Unfortunately money. For the women.
Oh. But they would have got money, wouldn't they?
Mariah. There's no way Mariah's getting money from him.
No.
He's getting money from Mariah. Yeah.
Mariah. Mariah's actually paying all the other women.
Hondo.
In a roundabout way.
Oh.
What?
So depressing. Anyway, he sent the wrong Mother's Day cards to the wrong women.
Did he?
That's what's happening.
Did he?
Yep. He went, oops. And so the wrong baby mamas read the cards and read how he felt about the other baby mamas. Hear him talk about it.
And I was doing handwritten
messages
from the heart.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then as I'm writing, a handwritten message. Uh-oh. I get the cards mixed up.
I know it. I know he was going to say that.
And then so when one baby mama reads the card about how I feel about the other baby.
Wow.
See, if I would have just got some generic that everybody else got, that wouldn't happen.
Save money, guys.
The crowd sound like they're at a dunk competition.
Well, do you know who? Do you know who was in the crowd? Yeah. One of the baby mamas.
Really?
Yeah, she does. So the, she co-hosts the Daily Cannon.
The Daily Cannon. That's why he's got so many kids.
Daily Cannon's great.
There was actually, I honestly feel so sorry for these poor children. He was on Howard Stern a little while ago, and he actually couldn't even remember their names.
And you know their names, or everyone's name?
I can name all, of course.
Can you can name all every kid. Kids? I'm going to test you. I got the. Well, hold on.
Moroccan and Monroe, which we call Rock and Roll. Golden, powerful, and then Zion, Zillion, Zen.
That's
and
correct.
And then from there, it's legendary.
Keep going.
Then right. There's
legendary love.
Rise. Legendary yes. Love. Then there's Rise.
You left out Onyx Ice Cold.
No. You know what? I did. That's,
you did.
You got.
I knew you didn't know them all.
It sounds like a list of words to describe himself.
Legendary.
Like it's all like. Yeah, there's a lot going on. But when you got 12, I mean, yeah.
I mean, when you've sent the wrong thing to the wrong person is great. I mean, yeah. It's not great in the situation. You're like, oh, yeah. But it's good phones.
Yeah.
13 10 60. When did you send the wrong message, the wrong card, the wrong text?
Or
to the wrong person / wrong love is good too.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy, and on 13 10 60, when did you send the wrong thing to the wrong person?
Nick Cannon, he's got 12 kids, 6 baby mamas, and on Mother's Day he thought, I'm going to do something a little special this year.
Yeah.
Instead of sending them something generic, I'm going to write them individual handwritten cards,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice idea until you send the wrong baby mama the wrong card. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
How does that happen?
Also, how specific are you getting in the cards? Because really...
Yeah, number 3.
You're amazing.
You're not
could
even
be
sure
for any of them.
Completely.
Do you know what I mean?
Completely.
There's only so many words at your disposal to describe a mum on Mother's Day.
I'm sure you're writing. The kids I have with you are my favourite of all
course,
the kids.
Oh,
do you reckon he's doing the same message but just a different
completely.
Name?
Completely. And just leaving a blank where you write their name in. And even then he's like, oh, just call her number 3. That's fine.
Yeah. Elias, when did you send the wrong message to the wrong person?
Hey, Carrie. Hey, Tommy.
How are you?
Hey, good. Just shout out to Romani.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
Yep.
No, it's been a while. So I worked for an MRI company in Boston, and it was called Shield MRI.
Yeah.
And we had a small service team of 7 of us, and it was obviously the Shield MRI service team. And one of the main hubs had sent out an email to everybody saying that somebody had dropped their glasses in the parking lot, and if they wanted them to come to the front desk to retrieve them. So I thought, well, you know, I sent a small email to the service team of the 7 saying, well, how the NRF are they supposed to find the service, the front counter, if they can't see where they're going?
No.
Thinking it was funny. Yeah. Saying, you know, ha ha, laugh out loud, things like that. So I arrived at the hub about 10 minutes later and my manager came flying out the door. Listen, you have to come with me to HR right now. You sent to all 650 employees.
Oh, yeah. No.
So
at least more people got to hear your joke, see your joke,
yeah.
You know?
They did. And HR said that it was pretty funny, just don't do it again. So, yeah.
Great review.
Yeah.
How good's that? Hey, did you have to do an apology, Lars?
I didn't, but as I was going, because all the girls that are taking the phone calls for people calling in to schedule MRIs and stuff, they saw me walking through and they just had the smirks in their faces. A couple of them actually stood up and clapped and said it was pretty funny. But no, it was pretty good. They had a good laugh about it, and that was it. I just made sure that I never, you know, pressed the first email to respond to again.
Elias, firstly, I love it and thank you. I just have a quick question for my co-host. Do you think they really stood up and clapped? That seems like a big response.
It was very, what was that show when
Americans
she leaves? She
quits.
That's true.
Though.
That is
she
true.
She quits. What's the show?
This is real mum stuff. These are chats that I have with my mum.
Tom Cruise
where
and
goes, you know the guy
Renee Zellweger,
the
and she quits her job and they will stand up and clap her.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, that's worth it. Catania. Catania, you there?
I was on a blind date, was very new to the whole concept of it.
Oh, no.
But I'd had one failed date and I was on my second, and my girlfriend said, I want you to let me know if everything's all right in case I need to give you an out. So while he went to the bathroom, I quickly messaged her and I said, my God, he's amazing. He's just too much to be true. Everything's great.
Aww.
And then he came back and he sat down and he smiled at me and said, I actually think you're pretty swell too.
Aww.
I'd sent it to him instead of my girlfriend by accident.
That is the best possible result. And
it was lovely. I wanted to die at the time.
Of course you did. But and then did you go on to stay together? Like, are you married now or what?
Yeah, we're engaged and we have two small children.
Aww. What a beautiful story, Ketanya.
I'm also adding that to the repertoire. What a great
An
move.
An accidental text, yes.
Yeah, come out from the bar. Oh, my God, did I send that to you? Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, and you sent me the same message last week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and the time game is still to come this afternoon. Ooh. Worth $1,000.
We've got to talk up next about your kickboxing match against Tim Zoo that's happening next week. But I'm going to bring you a fact very soon that I've just been given about how fast Tim Zoo can box, what it is the equivalent to in speed, and it is insane.
I want to be impressed, but I don't quite understand.
And that could be coming for your head.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't understand?
How fast he can box.
How fast he throws a punch.
Oh,
he boxes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. God. Well, I didn't know if it was
him knocking now before the hit to the head. They're going to be like,
I think it'll make you smarter.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, and 21 Savage. That is creeping for you Wednesday, arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
World champ boxer Tim Zoo.
Would you be interested in the first ever match of kickboxing? Boxing, but at each round you have to need a kebab.
All right, let's do it. All right, I'll do it.
Don't ever say it's over if he's feeding kebabs in both hands and Tommy's eating. Tim Zoo's gonna spar. He's boxing with a star. Kickboxing.
Because it is happening, my first semi-professional boxing match. I say that because one of the people is a professional and the other one is semi?
No.
One's just not.
But I just think even his involvement in the space means it's semi-professional.
Yes.
You're offering nothing
yes.
to any of this.
That is true.
Yes.
We announced the fight between myself and the world champ, Tim Zoo, which seems like, a big bit of the cherry to bite off.
Oh, I feel like you just keep talking about the fight. I think you need to use its real term. It's kickboxing. So it's not a traditional boxing match.
Yes,
it's boxing while eating kebabs.
Yes, but because I've now done a few classes of boxercise, I'm actually trying to make it less gimmicky. So if we could focus less on the kebab eating.
No, as your manager, I'm trying to include as many kebabs as possible because I'm eyeing off a sponsorship.
I got flooded. Obviously, we announced the fight yesterday, the big fight. And I got flooded with calls last night. One of my friends called me. Do you think they were being supportive?
Yes, because I think they'd like to send you in and watch you burn.
Well, you may be wrong, but one of my friends joins us now. G'day, Steph.
Tommy, what are you doing?
Yeah. This was the tone of a lot of the calls. Now, just to give people
People care more than I thought about you.
Yeah, you're the only one that wants to see me die.
That's not true.
That's not true. And
Jesse. You and Jesse. High five. Yeah. Our show soon.
Yeah.
Jesse and Carrie show.
Steph, if I die, can you please make them play that footage of Carrie and Jesse high-fiving at the funeral just so they feel bad?
Tommy, if you die, can I have your Ed Sheeran sculpture?
Yes, of course you can.
And
of
course Steph, you can help us split up the rest of his stuff.
And don't pretend like you haven't been eyeing that off for some time.
I pretend I'm coming over to see you, but really.
Yes, you'll be the only one trying to work out how to make it motorised.
Hey.
Hey, Steph, just to give people the full picture, you are not only one of my best friends, but you are also Tim Zoo's publicist.
Yes, I am promoting this massive fight. That was announced last week, but I didn't realise I was going to be promoting your death as well.
Gosh, it puts you in a tricky position, doesn't it?
It's like
which
Sophie's
client,
choice.
Yeah. which way are you leaning at the moment, Steph?
Look, there's the pros and cons, and I was trying to weigh them up. I am really concerned for our boy.
It was both you and another one of our mates, and I was not expecting you to both be serious. But you both, our other mate, Adam, said, don't do this.
No, because it's pretty full on. Have you ever watched the boxing, Tommy, other than Rocky?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you just need to cop one to the liver and you're gone.
Well, that's exactly where Tim said he's going to aim, for the liver.
My liver has been building up to this moment for years.
He was born for this moment.
But do you think, because you obviously spend a lot of time with Tim, do you think Tim will go soft on him? Or do you, like,
absolutely,
as in, I know.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no, see, because I thought he wouldn't do what he did in the ring with the professionals. He'd just kind of, play around with him a bit like a kitty with a mice.
Play around with him, Carrie. No, he will be taking this seriously. These boxers don't have an off switch, and he will be in there to win, and he'll be in there to see him go down KO'd as soon as possible, which is what makes me nervous.
Steph, I'm thinking about fighting dirty.
And, well, isn't that you every day?
Yeah. Scrappy.
What does that mean?
I'm either thinking of maybe a Tyson-style ear bite.
Oh,
or because and
oh my God.
Obviously you're the publicist, Steph. So this stuff
is
for you.
After all the kebabs,
yep. Yeah, that is true. Okay, I'm just hungry mid round.
You'll kill him with garlic bread,
Steph. You got to put garlic sauce on his ear before the fight.
But do you know what though? Maybe all the kebabs is going to give you padding, which means it can't get to the liver. You know?
Do you get padding around your liver? I don't actually know where it is.
You can get a fatty liver, can't you?
You can get a fatty liver. That's good.
You can get anything these days.
Also, one quick question.
Yeah.
Is it true that you've already injured yourself in prep?
From boxer size?
Yeah.
Sounds true.
My finger's sore.
You said to me, I think I've broken my finger.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know what else it could be.
What do you mean?
Can I just say, yes. Tommy and I went to Time Zone once and we ended up in emergency.
Tommy was in emergency for hours. Don't.
Oh, my God, what did he do, Steph?
No, nothing, Steph. Steph?
Steph, yeah,
we got to go.
We
got to go.
What did he do?
See you at the fight.
What did he stick where? What was happening?
Hang up. Jesse, hang up.
No, as your manager, stay on the line, Steph. We've got a deal to do.
Steph, love you.
Have I said too much? Love you guys.
Love you, bye. Because I'm confident. Despite what Steph says,
you've hurt yourself like 2 days in. Mm.
Three sessions in, thank you.
Yeah.
Which is early.
It is early. Mm. Like, how are you going to go? By the time you do the fight, you won't have any body parts that aren't broken.
No.
And then he'll make the rest of it.
Remember when I broke my ribs one day into my dirt biking career?
Yes.
Mm. Why does that happen?
Yeah, didn't you then hurt them again swimming?
I broke them again.
Yeah.
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 Let's not forget when they were broken, I fell on them trying to do a burnout.
Yeah.
Do you have quite brittle bones?
No, I just stack hard.
Osteoporosis.
Yeah. Why is this turning like this?
131060, I am keen to hear how quickly someone's injured themselves on the path to glory.
Oh, when you've started a new thing.
Yeah.
Three lessons in, have broken
a finger.
One day into two. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Give us a call. That's fun. 131060, how quickly have you injured yourself?
On the path to glory.
Legends. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, how quickly did you injure yourself on the way to glory?
Yes, because
I've done your finger.
I got a title fight next week.
A title fight?
Yes, against the world champ. Mm.
You're going to get KO'd.
Well, KO'd is the technical term.
Yeah. I've never used it in life.
Oh, you'll be KKO'd. Kebab knocked out.
Yes.
I'll be in a food. Anyway.
Do you want me to bring you my fact that I said I was going to have for how fast a professional boxer? Actually, I've realized it's not how fast, it's the pressure.
Oh, that's funny because you teased me for not understanding what it was.
I didn't understand either.
Yes.
The pressure with which a professional boxer hits their opponent with the fast. The biggest amount of pressure.
The biggest amount of pressure. Jesse?
I'm feeling the biggest amount of pressure right now.
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Do you want me to keep teasing you or tell you? Oh, wait. How about we go to Luke first?
You're trying to work it
out. Luke, you're under a lot of pressure here. So.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. What happened?
It wasn't me. This was a young lad named Jackson. When I used to play for Sunbury Kangaroos, came for his first training session since he was a junior, so maybe 5 years or so. About 5 minutes in, max, I'd say, snapped his ankle.
Oh! Out for the season?
Like this.
Oh!
Oh! Did he play again that season?
No, never came back.
Oh, my God, we may never see you again.
Do you know my first footy training after I snapped my shin skin and then my first footy training back after I recovered, I went down in a pack and I broke my ankle as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sport.
Legends. Hey. No, just legend stuff.
Janet, okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, Janet, I love you.
Love you guys. Just love you guys. Listen to you every day. You're great.
Your energy.
You two would make an excellent couple.
Janet, we want to be with you because you're sounding so sexy, Janet.
I know. I always sound like this.
I love it, Janet. What happened?
To my story. Okay, to my story. Please. This is how I really sound. Okay. I'm a bit of a horsewoman in my day. Like, you know, get out, curl out in the back, you know, bareback. I decided to do an all-day in endurance ride.
Bareback in all day, Janet?
Yeah, all day. Drove 100 miles out of Mildura and came back through the old Wentworth Road down the Darling River. Anyway, we got out there, got on my horse. 16-hand red chestnut, gorgeous boy he was.
What a hand.
So I'm there, I'm ready to go. Everybody's ready, everyone's in a line. We're all ready to go. This is going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Starter gun. My horse has never heard a starter gun before.
Oh, no.
He went up, I went off, broke two ribs, two fingers, my wrist, and dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, my God, Janet.
So what's the lesson, Janet? No more barebacking?
No, but you know what? I got on that freaking horse and I rode for about an hour with a friend in the trailer on the back, the horse load on the back, because I was determined I was going to finish this race.
Oh, good on you, Janet.
I got about an hour in and that was it. I just went, I'm stupid. That's, who are you trying to prove it to? No one cares. They've all pissed off. They've all left me behind. So,
have you got back on the horse, literally?
Yes.
Good on you, Janet.
Do you want to hear my fact about how much pressure there is in a punch from a professional boxer?
How much?
If they hit at their hardest, it's the equivalent of being hit by a sports car going between 15 and 25 kilometres an hour.
Is this just of a boxer? Is this not
of a professional boxer?
But
that'd probably be about the same as getting kicked in the guts by a horse.
Yeah.
Always bring it back to horse stuff, Janet. I like that. I like that.
Good on you, Janet.
Thanks, Janet.
Charlie, how soon did you hurt yourself on the path to glory?
I woke up one morning and decided I was going to get fit and healthy. Mm-hmm. So I went to Kmart to go and buy some weight.
Yeah.
Picked up the kettlebell, walked to the checkout, dropped it on my toe.
That's all we needed. Thanks, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, you're the best.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price of all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Go in and get some Blackmore's Bio-C 500 chewable tablets. I used to love them as a kid.
Yeah.
$19.24 is how much they are. $19.24. And as a kid, we didn't get a lot of lollies. And when I'd have the vitamin C tablets, I was like,
ooh. Also, coming into winter, multivitamins are great for you.
Amazing. You can get a multivitamin, a Swiss men's or women's one.
Mm-hmm.
120 tablets for just $29.90.
Sometimes I mix them up, take them both.
Do
unless,
you?
Of course, you're not meant to. And then I don't.
I think you can have a chewable vitamin C and a multivitamin.
Yeah.
Keep yourself healthy.
Thanks, Bickers.
Hey, up next, Megan Fox. She said there's a part of her body that people are obsessed with, and it's not the part you're all thinking. I know you've all immediately thought of it.
But it is.
No.
There's just another one.
No. The part that she said that people are most fascinated about is the reason she loses her temper. She said she's got a short temper, and this is why. And I'll tell you about that part.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
So, I didn't realise that Megan Fox had a part of her body that the world over was obsessed with. And I've seen plenty of pictures of Megan Fox, gorgeous woman, and I'd never seen this part of her body before.
Can I just quickly check? Is she a Megan as well?
I don't know. Megan, okay. I'm so used to saying Megan. Megan okay. Fox.
Sure.
No, I think it's Megan
Fox. Great.
Megan. So she was talking about how she gets messages all the time, DMs all the time from people that suffer the same condition as she has. She has a condition called Brachydactyly. It's a genetic condition caused by a gene mutation, and it affects bone growth. And in her situation, it means that she has short thumbs.
I don't know why people are so fascinated by my thumbs. Like, I never thought that was a weird thing or an embarrassing thing. They're just kind of short. Is that really that crazy? I think I have tons of other flaws that are way more interesting than my thumbs.
No idea. Didn't know she had short thumbs. And now that I've been on the short thumb gallery of Megan, she's got short thumbs. I mean, nothing.
How short are we talking?
Well, not extraordinarily short, but shorter than her other finger. Like, see, when you put your thumb up next to your pointer finger, where does your thumb come to? It comes to kind of the knuckle, yeah?
Almost. I think it looks almost the same as hers.
Well, maybe you got short thumbs.
Maybe I do.
Brachydactyl.
She can't say she has all these other flaws that are more fascinating.
Well, she can. She can say what she likes about herself.
But she just doesn't have flaws.
No, of course, we don't think But it's the same issue everybody has with themselves and they look in the mirror. It's not how other people see them.
I just reckon really hot people shouldn't walk around going, oh,
it might surprise you that really hot people still have hang-ups.
Yeah, well, they should get over them. They're cooter. live your amazing life.
So
stop complaining.
But this
You're
is
a
the
supermodel.
That I was interested
Jesus.
In.
You're literally making millions off your chassis. Just say it's great.
Oh, my God. She didn't say her chassis wasn't great.
No, I didn't mean her then. I meant generally.
Anyway, this is the bit that's interested me because she goes on to talk about in astrology, and I'm not normally into astrology, but when Megan Fox talks about it, it's interesting.
Yep.
She said that in palmistry, which is the act of palm reading.
Oh, no. That's not what you do, Jessie. Sorry.
What she's got is known as the murderer's thumb.
It's also known in palmistry as a murderer's thumb because they say the shorter this area from the knuckle to the tip of the finger is, especially the thumb, relates to how short your temper is. It takes a lot to get me to lose my temper. A lot. I have crazy patience. But when you do push me over the edge, it's you're on demon time.
Wait,
which is confusing because she's saying she's got a long fuse, which for a short thumb doesn't make sense. But we learnt that she loses her temper.
But then she becomes murderous.
But I've got enormous big toes and I had no idea that they were responsible for some of my outbursts.
Yes.
Like I didn't realise we could just blame our personalities on our weird body parts.
Yes.
You know, who
like
knew
Jessie,
a short
you've got
thumb.
Your tiny, and so back to the thumb.
He's got a
does
tiny
cause
thumb.
Some outbursts.
Demon time.
But I want to know what's causing your like outbursts. Like I had no idea it was a thumb. For me, it's my big toe.
Yes.
My big toe, which has benefits. Like I can go when I was a kid.
Oh,
I was doing ballet.
I could go
on point without.
That's
point.
True. Yes, that's very true.
It's such a trick, and they would never snap or anything. They're solid.
I think,
rock solid.
And I've grown into them a bit, but I used to have massive ears when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. And I reckon that.
I thought ears don't stop growing, ears and nose.
Honestly, I'll show you photos of when I'm little. I looked like little. A caricature. Uh-huh. Oh, you're little. Yeah. That's good. That's because that's my name.
Yeah. You're like a caricature.
Yes.
And with your nose and your ears.
With my nose and my ears. And I think that was responsible for some of my outbursts. I had a lot of tantrums as a kid, but I reckon it's because I could hear everything.
So how big will they get?
Mine?
Yeah.
You've met my dad. He
does.
You know when people do funny drawings of people? They just take a picture
like
of him.
That. Yeah. Yes. Oh, Ian, the enforcer.
You didn't need to name him dad to shame.
I wasn't shaming him. I love Ian. Anyway, 131060, what body part do you blame for your outbursts? Also, if you've got short thumbs or weird body parts, always love hearing about it too. Give us a call, 131060.
Yep. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what body part makes you have a little bit of an outburst?
Yeah, Megan Fox, haven't worked out her actual name, Megan, has short thumbs apparently. And she said short thumbs mean, or they're called the murderer's thumb. And a murderer's thumb explains why she has a short fuse. And she said, which is confusing, that takes a lot for her to lose her temper, which is a long fuse, but whatever. But she said when she loses a fuse, she loses it. And it's because of a short thumb. Susie, have you got a strange body part or are you blaming a body part on your outbursts?
Hello.
Hello.
I am. I have exactly the same thumb. But I also have exactly the same big toe.
Oh my God.
Sue, sorry, you've got the same, you've got the murderous thumbs?
I have.
But then you've got the big more toe.
Yes, I have.
So you've got big toes and short thumbs.
So you can kill on point. with no shoes?
No, no, no. My big toe is short.
Oh.
As well, like my thumb.
So is that genetic that they both do that?
I don't know anyone in my family who's got it. Oh. And I actually didn't know there was a name for it until I heard you today.
Yes.
Are they called
brachydactyly?
I thought I was just a weirdo.
No, you're a murderer.
Are they called murderer's toes as well?
I don't know. She only talks about her murderer's thumb. I don't know. Good on you, Suze. What about Sian? Sian,
hello,
are you known to have good? Are you known to have an outburst?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Well, and which bit of your body do you blame, Sian?
My boobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were my theory is my boobs because I was always quite fiery and they were huge mamas. And I got a reduction 2 years ago. And I swear I am so much more calm now.
Yeah. This is why my parents are trying to get me neutered. Same thing. They reckon it will calm me right down.
But is it because causing you pain and stuff, Sian, maybe?
I think so. I think so. Because, you know, they're big, they're heavy, they cause back pain.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone just knows you by your big boobs. And all of a sudden when... you know, you get them cut off, you've got other talking points.
What's replaced? Like, everyone's stopped talking about your boobs. What are they talking about now?
I don't know. You know what? They always say that I have an infectious laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
I actually hear more about my laugh, less about my boobs.
How does hubby feel about you being calmer?
he'd probably say that I'm still as fiery as ever. but... No, I think he notices that I'm actually a lot more happy without them.
Great.
Good on you, Sian.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Should we go to...
Daniel.
Daniel, how are your boobs going?
Quite fine, thanks, that's not my problem.
Okay. What body part is causing you grief, Daniel?
Well, I've got three stumps in between my thumb and my little finger, actually.
What happened?
You're throwing a shaka constantly.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Oh, born that way or something happened, Daniel?
No, I had an accident when I was 18 months old, but I can't remember it, of course. But ever since I came to Australia, originally from New Zealand, of course, they call me Fingers. I used to work for NCAT, and they started calling me Fingers at NCAT, and... some of the tradies know it outside of NCAP. Well, I've worked on many work sites and there's tons of tradies that know me because of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine you would have got a lot of nicknames.
I've been called Clock before because one hand's shorter than the other and bits and pieces like that. Yeah.
Bits and pieces. Called bits and pieces or you've been called bits and pieces like that?
Oh, no. I've just been... called all sorts of different names, you know. It's pretty handy for get my hand in smaller places at times. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, Daniel, I know about nicknames. I grew up with the last name Little, so I also had a lot of nicknames, and I think it makes people stronger.
Oh yeah, my personality is a bit joking all the time anyway, as a rule.
Yeah.
And I get along with just about anybody. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
Hey, Daniel, what's the main thing you can't do? Like, does it get in the way? I assume writing you can't with that hand?
Yeah, no, I can actually write a little bit with that right hand, left hand. It absolutely ruined my piano career. other than that, I haven't really lacked. Yeah, maybe typing a little bit, maybe.
So you had to give away the piano when you were just 18 months old.
Never tried it, to be honest, mate.
Gary and Tommy. Ooh, and what have we got today, guys?
What song are we playing in a back-to-back that you've got us a fact on?
We are doing Valerie, but the updated one with Mark Ronson. And obviously
who was the original?
The Zootons.
The Zootons.
In fact, if you want to hear a bit of it.
Oh, so sorry. Stop making a fool out of
me. Ew. Why don't you come on? No, thank you. I'm busy.
Are you, Valerie?
Yes.
You're not going to go over to the Zootons?
No, can you play us a bit of the good one? Do you have a bit of Amy there? Oh, sorry. I'm asking for things.
I have a bit of Amy.
Do you?
Because she originally...
Such a tune.
It's all just a bit off at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what you've got coming up?
No.
Okay, great.
I was going to mention, guys, that Amy Winehouse was originally a rapper.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no. She started off her recording career as a rapper with her friend Juliet at the age of 10.
Oh, I've watched her doco. I don't remember that bit.
Yeah, this is I've done my research here. They were called Sweet and Sour. So Amy was sour, Juliet was sweet, because they were absolutely obsessed with salt and pepper.
Oh.
Sweet and sour.
And they recorded 3 songs, and this is one of them here called Boys, Who Needs Them?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I mean, the recording quality is not great. I assumed you recorded that in a bathtub or somewhere. Or...
Me?
Yes.
On the cassette player.
It sounds like it's underwater. Yeah.
That was a proper recording studio.
No.
Yeah, because Juliet's stepdad was a radio producer.
Oh, right. You've really brought some stuff today.
I'd never heard of Sweet and Sour. I didn't know.
Eli's nervous.
Oh,
he is. Oh, Eli, can you top that?
In the fact battle.
Did you know that Valerie was a cover by the Zootons?
Sweet, sour.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God.
The time game had never, ever been won before. Until Time Master Nick played.
How did Nick go?
5.0.
And since Nick won the time game and the jackpot reset to $100, we're now up to our 10th time game since his big win. Which means today the jackpot is up to
$1,000.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Sandy.
Hello.
Have you wanted to play for a while?
Oh, I've been trying for ages.
Have you ever got it right in your own private time?
Of course. It's different when you're on air.
No, just pretend you're on your own, Sandy. We're not here. Close your eyes. We're going to pass you over to Jesse.
I'll shut my eyes as well, Sandy.
We'll all shut our eyes. Just pretend you're on your own and you could win $1,000. Passing you to Jesse now.
Stop. Stop.
Ooh. Am I the only one with my eyes still closed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it. Yep. Sandy, did you have your eyes still closed?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Sandy. It's you and me.
Well, see, the problem with having your eyes closed and Sandy's eyes closed is you missed our ferret's reaction to that, Sandy. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen him that excited since it went off, the 30,000.
Really?
Yes.
Is he up and about?
He's very up and about.
It's so weird because you know why I'm having trouble reading his emotions? Because he got his eyebrows trimmed, Sandy, and they
feathered.
And they are
they really
feathered.
Frame his face now though. They're distracting.
I was going to say you can see better now.
No, but they look shocking, and his eyebrows used to be so expressive, and now they're just these little caterpillars above his head.
Oh, it's because they had a little bit of Botox in there as well.
Stop talking. And start talking again. How did Sandy go?
5.
Oh.
Point.
Oh.
1-2.
Sandy?
What?
Bye. G'day, Amber.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What are you going to do with $1,000 when you win it?
Oh, we're going to Brisbane for a holiday, so I'll probably just take it down there and spend it down there.
Ooh, yeah, the girls, am I right?
Well, there's my husband and my son as well, but there's 3 girls.
Oh, yeah
the
girls.
Boys and the girls.
So we'll probably get some cocktails.
Yeah
the cocktails.
Don't tell the boys about the win, okay?
Oh, hell no.
Right.
You ready?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, Amber.
A bit quick. Felt a tiny bit quick for my liking.
Have you ever arrived too quickly, Amber?
Oh, damn it.
Well, not yet. We don't know. We're just asking the question.
Oh, no, I think I'm right on.
Do you? Okay, let's see how you went.
4.83.
Oh.
Gee, she fell a long way.
She did, all the way to
Brisbane. That holiday is one person down.
Rocco.
Hello.
Have you been practicing, Rocco?
No, I just listen to it on the radio sometimes.
Yeah. How old are you, Rocco?
Oh, I'm 12.
Awesome.
Rocco, I love your name. Do you know the cartoon Rocco's Modern Life?
I've heard my mum and dad talk about it, but yes. I've never watched it.
It goes like this. Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Anyway, bit of fun for us.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go, Rocco?
Yep.
Hey, stop talking.
Oh, sorry.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Rocco felt a little quick. How do you think you went?
I don't know.
Now, Rocco, there's a thing that happens here. So if you win, you get $1,000. If you don't win, unfortunately, that little trapdoor below you opens up and you plummet, so you need to scream. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
3.83.
Rocco?
Yes?
You didn't
scream.
Win it.
You got to scream.
Ah!
The best we've had.
Yeah, that was
real really good.
That was real
I feel
good,
sad
Rocco.
That he didn't win it, but it was great that we
I
got that.
I feel sad that he's dead now.
No, Rocco.
No, because the trap.
I know. Gosh. Mick.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great. Good chap.
You guys are. This is electric.
I'm going to pass you over to Jesse, Mick, and you're going to say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Bang on, okay?
Okay.
Stop.
Stop.
Felt a little quick,
a little
Mick.
Quick. They're all a bit quick.
Oh, well.
How'd you feel?
Oh, I guess it went a bit too quick.
Are you not? Do you normally go too quick, Mick?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, me too. Know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. me and you together. Be over in a second.
That's the one.
Again, stop talking.
Oh, how did Mick go?
4.47.
No.
I've been good today.
Jackpots next week.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. You've enjoyed that Carrie and Tommy podcast. Now, treat yourself to some mayhem at Chemist Warehouse with half price off all big brand vitamins and cosmetics. T's and C's apply. Great savings every day.
Bye.
Bye.